This is Ragai night. This is a very special night. And it's such a mystical night. And it's not every, you know, it's a kind of treasured night among certain Sufis, I think. Not even all, I don't think, recognize the beauty and mystery of this night. And, you know, what can we say? What can we say? We can just be present at it. But it is, it's an amazing phenomenon, because it is something like, you know, the infinite coming into the finite form. So this, if this is the night of conception, this is the night when the seed and the sperm and the egg are joined to form a human being, you know, which is Allah's beautiful way of bringing forth one divine creation after another. How mysterious that two come to make one, you know, that out of two is one. So we know there's only one all the time. There's only one reality, and there's only one here all the time. We just imagine ourselves to be the second one, you know, myself. There's God and myself, Allah and myself, but really there's only Allah all the time. But there is the divine play, and the divine play takes place with through all this beautiful, multiple, and manifest, and bewildering forms of being called creation. Allah says, I created everything in pairs. So, you know, so I am the single. It says Allah is the unique and loves the unique. And everything else is, in a way, a double, a pair, in pair. So it kind of tells us about our own nature there. But out of the pair, again, comes the one. You know, out of the multiplicity comes the realization of the one, and out of the, and this is the amazing miracle of humanity. You know, so that even though we are in this creation of many, if we can realize, recognize the truth of this, you know, the one within everything, and the one before everything, and the one after everything, then that is the great miracle. And so, in a sense, conception somehow signifies that. And, you know, what a blessed conception it is. It's the conception that blesses all the conceptions that have come before and will come after. Amazing. Yeah. I mean, for Jesus, alayhi salam, it was the spirit of Gabriel. It was Gabriel himself who was the transmitter of, you know, what was it that made Hazrat Maryam pregnant? It was the word, we say, or the Quran says. It was the word. And in a way, it was the word "be," that, you know, transmitted by Archangel Gabriel, and that brought about the conception of Hazrat Isa alayhi salam in the womb of Maryam. But with the Prophet, it was more natural, more camouflaged as a natural event. And it's interesting because sometimes he's almost not recognized by people from non-Islamic background, because he seems so camouflaged within the natural world. You know, he was born of natural birth, and he married and did not seem to have any, let's say, you might call miraculous events in his early life, although he did, as we know, but they're not really known. At the age of two, his breast was split open by the archangels, and out his heart was opened, and they pulled the, it says, the clot that is in every human being except for Hazreti Maryam and Hazreti Isa. Every human being has this dark spot that is the dark spot of creation or within creation. And they washed his breasts, and so in a way they purified him of it. So he became completely pure before having to undertake any path. I mean, we have to undertake a path and work hard, you know, strive and struggle to become pure. And for him it was done at that early age, while he was still an infant. So, mashallah, there are, of course, miraculous events around him, but he appears like a normal man, and therefore that beautiful phrase, Sultan of Hearts, in the garb of a humble man. I love that. And it's the perfect blend of the human with the divine. So what I suggest in this Rajab for us is to contemplate our divine nature, because we're very much immersed in our human nature all the time. We're kind of aware of that, you know, our needs, our appetites, hungers, and, you know, drives, and all of that. And let's become aware this is the month of Allah, the Rajab. And it says that, Fendi says that the meaning of the Rajab means to regard highly, to revere the magnificence of this month, of Allah's month. So let's contemplate our own divine nature in this month, inshallah. And, you know, it says that the architecture of the human being is seven levels, just as the architecture of creation is seven levels. And let's contemplate some of those higher levels in ourself. And I would say foster that awareness, you know, of that as our real nature, our reality. I feel that somehow that would be a good thing to do in this Rajab, along with all the other devotions and fasting. It's recommended, fasting highly recommended in this month. Even a day of a fast is good, even one day in Rajab. Allah is the Shakur, the grateful one, inshallah. May Allah grant us all that is good for us. Amen. And we have, well, you know, our brother, he had a beautiful dream about the Prophet, which I'd like to say. I mean, it was, in the dream, he was speaking with three women, and one was having difficulty connecting to the Prophet. She was a Westerner, and, you know, saying she was very drawn to Sufism, but couldn't quite connect to, you know, the beauty of the Prophet or the meaning of the Prophet. And so he said, what matters, really, he said, there's the Prophet of, a historical Prophet, and Sheikh Noor spoke this way, and there's the Prophet of Light. So the historical Prophet is also the one we're honoring tonight through the through his conception and birth. And if you've been born into the tradition, then you recognize the magnificence of that being. If not, you might not. And he spoke to her saying that the Prophet of Light, then you, if you can't connect to the historical Prophet, you connect to the Prophet of Light. And he said that one was really necessary to connect to. And at that, he started weeping, because it was as though he had an immediate, like, opening of the heart. And, you know, and that feeling of the presence of the Rasul filled him. And so, alhamdulillah, he had his own kind of, you know, divine experience. So I thought that was a beautiful dream. And Sheikh Noor spoke that way. You know, and there are different levels of all of us, and there are different levels, of course, of the prophets. So I'm also suggesting that we ourselves connect more to our level of light, our self of light that is light. For we are light. Good. So welcome, everyone, to the Ragaib Zikr.